This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Donald Trump is coming to Colorado on Friday, the first day ballots go out for this fall's election. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Trump promised to visit Aurora weeks ago. He said if elected, the city would be one of the first places he would target for mass deportations. The Republican presidential candidate claims a transnational gang is operating with impunity in Aurora. Police have arrested around a dozen people with gang ties, but local leaders say the situation has been exaggerated for political gain. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Enrollment is up slightly in Denver public schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Enrollment grew about 2% over last year to more than 85,000 students. District data released Monday show the bump is due to Central and South American immigrant students. 80% of newcomer students who enrolled last year stayed in the district. Still, the district has lost more than 6,000 students over the past few years, and some neighborhoods still have low enrollment. That means the district will likely move forward to close some schools. The superintendent will make a recommendation on school closures in the first week of November. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Temperatures continue to tie or break record highs across southern Colorado. Alamosa is usually one of the cooler places in the region, but Kathleen Torgerson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says the San Luis Valley city broke the record high every day for the last week.
They have broken records consecutively 7 days in a row from late September all the way into October.
Temps have hovered near 80 recently. Their average October highs are typically in the upper 60s. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.